Welcome. Welcome. To those people returning tonight, it's another evening of a feast of music, and to those of you who are just arriving, this is the second night that we're able to hear the music of two groups joining us from Seattle to help us kind of close off our official Rainbow on the Mountaintop. The first group we'll be hearing from is a group that is dedicated to the preservation of the African-American spiritual. They call themselves the La Chanticleers, and they will be followed by the Shades of Praise, a more gospel jazz type. And I think, I don't know if they'll be mixing together any of their music. They did a little bit last night, but let's welcome them back. It's wonderful to have them here again.
While Les Chanticleers is getting prepared to walk on stage, I just want to let you know a little bit about what we're doing. We are an a cappella sacred choir. And first, Les Chanticleers is a French word for rooster, for all who don't know. And we chose it because it's the first message you hear in the morning. It's an awakening message. And that's what we're all about. We're about giving God's message, the third angel's message, which is Jesus is coming soon.
This evening, we're going to start out a little differently because we have quite a few people missing in our group, and it's very hard to change your program around. We have other soloists. We have contralto soloists and other soprano soloists. But Joyce is taking all of the burden tonight. She'll be singing a lot of solos. But we're going to have the choir to do I've Been Changed, and then we'll have a duet with Joyce and Ralph, and they'll be singing Lord Lift Us Up Where We Belong. And then we'll have a ladies' trio that is going to do a ditty called Little David Play on Your Harp. And then Alex will sing a solo. Just the first half will be like that, and the rest will be music by the choir. The last half will be. But this time we'll do I've Been Changed.
I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed.
Oh, yes. The angels in heaven have changed my name.
I know I've been changed.
Change my name.
I told the Lord, if he take my heart,
the angels in heaven have changed my name.
I wouldn't desert when the battle got on.
The angels in heaven have changed my name.
Way down above that Jordan stream,
the angels in heaven have changed my name.
I heard a cry.
Angels in heaven have changed my name.
I know I've been changed.
Oh, yes.
I know I've been changed.
Oh, yes.
I know I've been changed.
Oh, yes. The angels in heaven have changed my name.
It makes me happy when I see. To know that I have been born again.
The angels in heaven have changed my name.
I know I
Where we belong, far from the world.
just you and I.
You and I.
Alive. Lord, lift us up where we belong. Where the eagle cries.
On a mountain high.
Green trees. the trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay.
This is music that I grew up with, and I've always had a love for it, and I enjoy it so awfully much. Stand Still, Jordan. These arrangements are by Harry T. Burley, and he's the best when it comes to spirituals, I think, with the classical background.
Jordan.
cold. It will chill my body. It will chill my body. It will chill my body, Lord, but not my soul. Stand still, Jordan. Stand still, Jordan. Stand still, Jordan, Lord. I can't stand still. I can't stand still.
Thank you. The music, I'm sure, you know, with the spirituals, the meanings, the words sound strange because you'll get a sentence and it has no meaning with the rest of the phrase or whatever. But it's an expression of death and past death, this song was about. Jordan River is death. The coldness of death, and then the hope of the other side, like when I get up in heaven, and like I got a savior in heaven. These were expressions that gave the people hope and kept them going because they had heard the message about Jesus Christ for the first time in their lives when they had come, after they had got here from Africa. So these songs come from that time, and they are very, very beautiful. The accompaniment expresses the intensity of the desire to get past this certain stage. So this is a part of it, and I'm sure that you could feel it in the piano with the voice and the expression. And when I was a kid coming up, my grandmother used to sing these songs. And I was so used to hearing them until when I got older and I came to Seattle and I started working with a group and I found that the same music was in the music stores. I was really surprised because someone had gathered a lot of those songs and they recorded them and they arranged them so that groups could sing them. But I didn't know that these songs existed in this time until I went to the music store. These are very, very old songs. The next one is one with a little lighter feeling and an upbeat. Every time I feel the spirit, and I'm sure you know this. I never take time out to sing, because I'm always working with a group, so excuse me for looking at my words and just going along. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Upon the mountain my Lord spoke, out of his mouth came fire and smoke. Jordan River, chilly and cold,
chill the body, but not the soul. Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. All around me looks so shine. Ask me, Lord, if all was mine. Ain't but one train runs this track. It runs to heaven and runs right back. Every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Oh, every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. I will pray.
Pharaoh's army got drowned. Thank you. Chegamos wetu na mfalme wetu. Paseni sauti ili nasi mwimbe. Paseni sauti ili nasi mwimbe. All people, all creatures, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much. One thing I always tell our audiences, those of you who were here last night have already heard it, but those of you who are new, you have our permission to smile at us, first of all. Okay, because some of you look pretty mean. So we're not mean. We're not going to do anything to you but try to sing and sing and sing. Oh, no. Overcome with emotion. We are going to open our presentation with a praise. This is an acclamation that we do in our service, and it is called Sing Alleluia to the Lord. It's written in the jazz idiom. Oh, I'd like also like to, first of all, thank our two imported African drummers here who did such a wonderful job. Well, guys, it's great. Thank you.
'cause the Lord has done a lot for you and me. I want to sing, hallelujah, sing, hallelujah, praise the Lord with all that you've got, because the Lord has.
We have a song that we do called Never Alone. We have two songs that we do with the same title, Never Alone. One's a fast one, one's a slow one. So we're going to do them both together because I think that's a powerful thing to know that we are really never alone no matter how lonely you are. You're really never really, really alone because the Creator is always there, always. It's just up to you to acknowledge that reality. And I think this is a very powerful message and a very moving package in the first part, and then it kind of rocks out at the end. Okay.
Thank you.
There's been an increasing amount of liturgical music written in the jazz idiom. And one of the forerunners of this back in the early 60s was Duke Ellington, as we may know. And we will now do one of my favorites from the Ellington liturgical collection from the Second Sacred Concert, Something About Believing. Thank you.
No.
Thank you very much. Robert and Art Wheeler will do a wonderful duet, and with the choir background, this is from the scripture, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever should believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Doing your homework. Beautiful.
By your God. so love the world,
the world,
that he gave his only begotten Son, begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, should not perish, but they shall have everlasting life, but they shall have everlasting life.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't want to prolong the evening. I think we'll do two more, and that'll be it for the evening. I know you all want to rush in and watch TV, so. Over and Over is one that kind of lifts our spirits. He keeps on blessing me, or she keeps on blessing me, as it were. And, gosh, what else should we do? I was besieged by some of you again, requesting for Art Wheeler to sing Wonderful World again, even though he sang it at lunchtime today. So we're going to do that, I think, now. And then we'll do Over and Over. How's that? I hope you... Okay. Art's very sweet. This is the third time this weekend that he's done it.
Three times.
All right.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
One more. I just want to say another word of thanks to them for giving us their time. They sacrificed weekend and work time and to be here. And also the Chanticleers would also like me to tell you that they have tapes available. They leave tomorrow. Shades of Praise will be with us maybe till Monday or some of you. Okay, great. So you can see Mildred or Ralph about their tapes. But again, thank you for a wonderful gift.
This final one is a rousing gospel number. Yeah. Can't stop praising the name Jesus. Can't stop praising the name Jesus. There's a vamp. Vamp means repeated line at the end that says, can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising the name Jesus. And you can join in with us. Thank you. Thank you.
peace. Sign of peace. Turn to the next person and just give yourselves a hug. Because we love you and God loves you. Everybody need to hug somebody. Before you leave, walk out this door, hug somebody.